Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. How wonderful would it be if we all relentlessly pursued understanding ourselves before we relentlessly pursued trying to understand someone else? Why do we choose to repeat that same financial chaos year after year, or that same relationship disaster, one right after the other? Folks, what will it take in order for us to learn that lesson? I suppose it would take a repeat performance, a do-over. If you are going to repeat a performance, why not choose a different outcome? I can't tell you how many emails I receive and conversations that I have on a daily basis with individuals who are in an unhappy place in their life, and at the same time their focus is pursuing a relationship while in that unhappy state of mind, as if a relationship will make unhappiness with ourselves all better. Folks, you can only attract who you are. If you are not in a good place right now, do you really want to attract the same type of person that you are right now so that you can double your problems? That's exactly what that looks like. Then you can both bond over woundology. Folks, fix yourself first. That is exactly how alcoholics and enablers hook up. That's how abusers and their victims hook up. As I always say, a man who beats a woman will never be attracted to a woman like me. There is absolutely nothing he would find attractive about me. I guarantee you that. I wouldn't even be on his radar screen. A man with a drinking or drug problem would not be attracted to me either. Those two options are not even a possibility for me, because I know how I can quickly turn my back on self-destructive behavior without blinking an eye or a guilty bone in my body. That's just me, and I know myself very well. I wasn't born with that sensitivity chip. I have never dealt with anything close to that, and it certainly won't start now. In fact, a man who beats a woman would have only one word for a woman like me, and it starts with a capital B. Folks, birds of a feather flock together. If you want something or someone better in life than you are experiencing right now, then you have to change you so that you can attract better. Remember, you can only attract who you are, whether that's a job, financial issue, or a relationship. If either of those feel bad, the job, the financial issue, or the relationship, that's who you are. You wouldn't be there if it wasn't who you are. On some level, you have given your approval to make it all pan out the way that it has this very minute. If you are in a relationship that is clearly not working, believe me, you put your stamp of approval on your current coupled existence a long time ago. An agreement took place either consciously or unconsciously within your spirit that said, I am willing to live like this. And it will continue until you change it. You both have to be getting something out of it, even if it doesn't feel good. If you want to change the relationship, then you must change yourself first. Waiting for the other person to change so that you will be okay simply won't work, folks. If the other person follows your lead and changes with you, then that's a prime example of two people living, growing, and learning together rather than growing apart. Now, my question to you is, if you are in an unhealthy or unhappy state of mind, do you really want to attract the same type of person that you are right this very minute so that you can double your drama? Folks, it's time to relentlessly pursue yourself. And what a great affirmation that is. I am relentlessly pursuing myself. Now, get out there. Go play yourself up and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Deinada, go haya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.